بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد women should use henna on the nails henna is what we normally was called mehndi ام المؤمنين سيده عائشه رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that a woman once stretched out her hand from behind a veil in order to give a letter to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would held his mubarak hand saying, Is this the hand of a woman or a man? She informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it was a woman's hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed her to dye her nails with henna if she was a woman. Makul rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wives would apply henna. Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Hind bint Utba radiyallahu ta'ala anha wanted to pledge allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to do so until she dyed her palms with henna. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, it seems as if these are palms of an animal of prey. Note, it is the sunnah for a woman to apply henna to their nails and palms. Muslim ibn Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated on Mount Safa after the conquest of Makkah, accepting the pledge of allegiance from women. On that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to accept the pledge from the women whose hands had not been dyed with henna. These ahadith indicate the importance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attached to this practice. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.